This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
A great opportunity now here on RNIB Connect Radio for blind and partially sighted teachers to take part in research with User Vision, a consultancy specialising in user experience and accessibility, who have been commissioned by Oak National Academy to help improve their digital teaching platforms. Chris Rourke, Chief Executive of User Vision, joins me now to tell me a bit more about the Oak National Academy research that they would like blind partially sighted teachers to take part in. Hello, Chris, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby, and thank you very much for talking to me.
Chris, firstly, would you tell me a bit about User Vision and the work that you do, and maybe some of the work that you've done that might help, I suppose, the accessibility of the web for blind and partially sighted people?
Absolutely. So User Vision, we describe ourselves as a user experience consultancy in the widest sense. Now that includes the areas what would be called usability and accessibility and even service design, about designing services to fit the people instead of asking people to leap through hoops that are not comfortable for them to use the service. So trying to make it what we call human-centered design or user-centered design. Accessibility is a big part of that. We've been going for 25 years, and accessibility really pretty much from the start has been on the radar. As you might be aware, accessibility, including for visually impaired users, has been, I'd say, growing in sort of awareness and certainly in importance, and companies and various organizations are engaging with it in various ways. And we help them to do that through lots of different services. We do things such as, probably most common, is to do an accessibility audit. So if they've got a website or an app, we will forensically take it apart and find out where there are potential accessibility issues. There's some great guidelines out there. You might be familiar with the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, are kind of like the Bible of technical accessibility that we measure it against typically. But yeah, many companies are keen to make sure they're straight with that. And that's a lot of what we do. We also do interesting work where it's actually doing testing with people with those disabilities, whether it's visual or other types, because getting that, what we call empirical evidence, seeing what a real person does with a site or an app or any kind of product, is very revealing. It's almost a slightly separate thing from the technical accessibility. So we do a lot of that. And then we just provide a lot of strategic guidance to companies that are, you know, looking to, how do we actually start to improve our practices, our usual way of developing stuff to make it more accessible? Well, we've got a lot of advice that we can give them, and we have training courses and things like that. So yeah, we do it for a wide variety of clients, you know, international airlines, government agencies, such as Oak, and many more. And it's always varied and interesting work, and we get to meet lots of very interesting people, especially when we do the testing with disabled users.
Do you have a couple of examples of your work with blind and partially sighted people that have made real changes to web accessibility?
Yes, we've done a lot of work over the years with people like Emirates Airline, for instance, a very big airline, one of the biggest in the world. They realized that what they were putting up there for, you know, booking flights and things like that were not as accessible as they should be. So it does need this initial start of self-awareness and a willingness to engage and try to make the improvement. It's realizing that you have a problem. So they've engaged us to take a close look at their website several years ago to provide a lot of training for their staff, for their testers, to make sure that what could be done to improve their internal skills. And we did a lot of auditing, and we're continuing to do that. It's a big beast that needs a lot of changes. But on a smaller scale, we're doing some work currently with the Registers of Scotland, for instance, which is going to be that testing with disabled users. We're going to be getting some people in using their site, you know, giving them some real tasks that they do on the site, and seeing where there are any typical barriers, whether it's simple things such as alternative text on images or much more common things, things with PDFs. There's a whole raft of things that are kind of impeding them. So we'll report back on that. But we've done that for many government organizations. We do that for Student Loans Company and Scottish Parliament and others, and many of the commercial organizations as well, some of the big banks and life and pension companies, where they are trying to make things accessible, but they want our final detailed analysis to try and say, look, where are the real problems here? Because they realize they don't have the full set of skills in-house to really find these highly detailed technical accessibility issues.
And you are currently working with Oak National Academy to help improve their digital teaching platforms and looking for blind and partially sighted teachers to take part in the research too. What sort of things will you be exploring through the research, and how will this research be carried out? Will it be done online, via the telephone, or in person?
It will be done remotely through like a Teams call, through a remote call. It could be a phone call, but most of the time these days people are familiar enough with using Teams or Zoom. But what we're looking for, people with really, yes, blind, partially sighted, but the wider set of disabilities as well. So it's not purely that class of impairment. And Oak National Academy, which is sort of a part of the Department for Education, they came into being around the COVID time to provide resources where suddenly everyone needed to be providing teaching remotely online. And they put out loads of really good teaching materials. So they're a teaching platform. The resources, lesson plans, slides, quizzes, all sorts of things that can be used by teachers. And they want to make sure that it works for all parties, the students and the teachers. So with this, they really want to make sure for that specific audience of any kind of teachers with any type of disability, whether visual, physical, or any type, how are they using it in practice? It's a bit different than just doing a technical audit, which they've done of their system, but how does it work in their workflow and engagement as they're doing their job as a teacher? So this real life usage is really the focus of this. So we're doing some research for which we're looking for participants, for which they'll get paid £150 if they can take part. And there's really three main parts to the research. The first is a short interview of about half an hour to 45 minutes to find out their previous experience as a teacher with a disability, what kind of things you've run into, what kind of maybe solutions you've implemented, what are the issues at play there, particularly with using a teaching platform, whether it's Oak or others. The second part is we ask them to, at some point over a couple weeks period, try to use the Oak platform and see if they haven't done it before, what kind of issues, if any, or how's it working? How well is it supporting their job as a teacher? And then the third interview is a relatively short one, just to kind of feedback, hey, how did it go during that little period when you did try to use it? And we learned some lessons. So it's that lived experience that we're searching for here from them. It's relatively simple, really. It's just a couple of short interviews and then trying to use it in practice and seeing and you know, making note of what you think of it and feeding it back. So yeah, that's what we're asking them to do. And it is a very specific audience we're looking for. You know, there are a lot of teachers out there, but it's a subset that might have any kind of an impairment that would make them appropriate for this type of research.
And after all that research has been gathered, what will happen next? And will those people who have taken part in the research be notified about progress around the accessibility of the Oak National Academy teaching platforms?
Yes, on both of those. What we do with this project and basically all projects is to report back to the client, in this case, Oak National Academy, about what we discovered during this. This is a sort of a discovery project. We're trying to find out user needs and experience so that they can build that into their ongoing design of the system and maintenance. So we will write a report and we make it as engaging as possible. We'll put in quotes, maybe audio quotes perhaps, or video snippets of the interviews where relevant, for the most relevant parts. So if they're common themes of issues people are looking out for, and since we haven't done it, I can only predict, but it might be, let's say, yes, I struggle with trying to navigate the what we call the navigation or the information architecture of the site to try and find my particular, you know, topic, if I'm teaching a history course or something like that. So that might be a common issue that we're finding. And that's the kind of thing that if we can see that it's related to their support for their, or lack of support perhaps, for their particular disability, whether that's a screen reader or some other kind of assistive technology, that's the kind of thing that we are looking out for and we're reporting back. And we aren't just saying, here's the problem. Through our experience, extensive experience, we can say, look, that's the problem, but here's what is typically a good solution to put into place, whether that's code level or other methods to do that. So our output is to give guidance to Oak National Academy that they can implement. It's not just high-level theoretical. It's like, here's the changes you need to make. Of course, they need a bit of time to put those into place. That won't happen overnight, but they know what needs to be done, and it puts it on the agenda. And that's our goal with this. And we're going to encourage them as a thank you to the people that did take part to let them know the outcomes. Now, that might be a few months down the road, but as a way, in addition to receiving their £150 for participating, hey, here's what you did. You're helping to improve the life of, you know, any teachers, perhaps similar to you, that have an impairment that are looking to do their jobs. And we're just trying to give you better tools for doing that. So I think, you know, that's the kind of thing we're going to do. It's a report to the client, but also encourage them to share that with the participants.
That's fantastic to hear. And finally, Chris, where can listeners go to find out more and get involved in this fantastic opportunity and other user vision projects?
Okay, great. Well, you're welcome to visit our site, which is uservision.co.uk. And on that site, we have an article that sort of describes what the project is about. You know, it summarizes what I've verbally just told you, but it also has a link where a person who's interested in taking part, you know, ideally a disabled teacher, visually impaired or otherwise, can say, yeah, I'd like to take part. And they can sign up. It's a relatively simple sign-up form on a SurveyMonkey. So they can go to the URL uservision.co.uk. That's our main site. And then /thoughts. And then /teachers. So that's uservision, U-S-E-R-V-I-S-I-O-N, .co.uk, /thoughts, and then /teachers. And there's an article there called User Research Calling Disabled Teachers, where we describe it in full. And near the end of that, there's a link where they can sign up, just basically give their name and email address. And I think that's about it. From there, we have a recruitment partner who will follow up and ask a few more questions, because we do need to know a little bit more about you, and such as when you're available to take part in the research, and get payment details so that we can pay the incentive of £150 during the study.
That sounds fantastic. And thank you so much indeed, Chris, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about User Vision and the research that you're doing with Oak National Academy.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Toby. Thank you.